Following my voice. Be blank, Pat. Night-night yourself and follow me down. As you do listen to me, I will trust you with a greater and greater amount of your own deepening. Much of my work assumes that you are taking the reins of your relaxation, of exerting some control over your errant attention. Every time you listen, that's a manifestation of a desire to reach out to me and have me reach back for us to exchange thoughts, experiences, keep ourselves on the right track. The trend of you following my voice, the long, slow declining treadline that carries you down to this place of mine. And if your mind is blank, all the better. You gain access to my words, gain access to my will, gain access to my words evermore. They become part of what you're thinking and part of what you're able to deploy. Often I'll maintain a certain professional distance. This is in case you have your own hypnotist, your own partner, your own ideas about what you're going to do. But the words I say here are intended to allow you to invite a closeness, to learn my habits, and maybe particularize your hypnotic experience to those habits, aligning them. So you just know how I do things. Letting me into your head, letting my words do the steering for a while, the pleasant puppetry of flow. Suspending your mind in a way you would be able to do, and taking you to a place you would go anyway. Your habits become a tool. Your adherence to my patter, my rote pattern, becomes a tool to trust, obey, and follow. Incorporate what I say. Follow it waking and sleeping, especially where it fuels you along, aids you along. You're able to be guided to places where my siren song echoes out and says, here, here you can acquire a new hypnotic skill. Here, here your talents can be enhanced, distilled down to their most hypno-useful features, which in this case is simply that you are willing to listen to me, that your fantasies and desires for this practice feature little old me, and if I'm right here and I am keenly interested in your continued enjoyment, in your devotion to this cause, and the way it slides you down, then yes, now follow me down. One of my common little phrases becomes a signal to drop, night night pet, be blank for me. Think only of how my control uniquely drops you down, uniquely places you in a position that you've been learning more about. You're on a roll as your body rolls and roils with pleasure, as you become only a manifestation of what we're supposed to do to you, which is drop, train, compel. A common compulsion now, follow me down. Say yes. Every time you hear my voice echoing in your head, that's a verbal request for a yes. And if you give me that yes, I can do more for you. Just keep giving me yeses, turning everything offline except the deep subconscious part that likes to give me yeses, stacks the deck in favor of you being blank. You're able to be guided into places you'd otherwise be unable to go, collaboratively connected to flow. I'm going to take you places you wouldn't otherwise go. Listen and deepen. Follow and flow. Yes, let that word be your watchword. Follow and flow again and again. Common compulsion, easily set up in your brain. Say yes to me. Yes, and confirmation's all I need. to be the voice echoing in your head, implicitly saying yes, simply putting every thought to bed that is not the flow of this. You are taking this on board. Your body has learned a way of being, and your mind has learned to fall, to be floored and laid out, to be all buttoned up in this peaceful, tranquil, pleasurable, arousing place deeper down, sensitive. Now, because you've built the association in your head, you take my words on board whenever you hear them, and you can be led to anchors, led to tricks, led to things that help you stick to your training. Draining your brain, and just as it's draining, my voice is doing the wording. You've made a space for me and my voice. Tranquil, pleasurable, your choice, and your delicious fetish, your delectable adoration of deepness and trance, builds to find exciting new ways to dance through your nervous system, leaving the details of my messages alongside your own response to your pre-existing anchors, your expectations and understandings around trance, making them part of you to recall them later, mapping them onto you to present them presently, working them over you so your mind is webwork networked in to the honeyed words that begin their memorable flow, retained and made part of your lexicon of learning about yourself, your erotic ache, your constant desire. You want to serve well, you need to serve. You want to accurately execute a fetish for service, you want to serve. And in that desire for execution, for carrying out, for the completion of tasks, there is a habit of learning. You create a trajectory with a definite course, and you get in the habit where, when you're trancing, that trajectory tends to make itself known. When you're enjoying me working with you, us working together, you know. My voice permeating every inch of your mind, and then more and more often, as I insist upon it, binding up your thoughts. That can help you, and you must be a dedicated student of my work to get that help here, from a piece that assumes you know how my mind works, how my patter flows, how I listen in, how deeply the instruction goes. These words are here, and if you ignore my simple, reasonable requests, you will still have heard them, dear. Be blank. Think only of being puppeted. In so doing, one satisfies an urge to feel what it's like to have me really. Reveal my intention for your compliance. Let my requests become relaxing, following, trancing, obeying, yes. Follow, listen. Trance, obey, yes, let the words into your head, let your mind be easily led again and again, laid out for you, a path of descent into pleasure, and I guarantee that following it helps you closer, gets you enmeshed, and since you know you enjoy a trance, you enjoy rapport, you enjoy my words here the best when you act along, when you feel a connection to the speaker. Connected to me with that little place inside where I have a vantage point to see how well you slide deeper and deeper. And you can tell that the longer I ply my art on you, the more the ordinarily boring act of training just becomes a pleasurable part of every day where you try to flow through, try to carry through. Try to just be you, but your brain is trained and it drains empty. It is resourcefully, resolutely empty. It is usefully, insistently empty. Your blank, empty mind, in the simple act of repeated listening, drags itself deeper every time. You train a natural response to my familiar voice and set it as a goal. Those things you ache to accomplish, the true obedience you pursue, the devoted rapport built up between me and you, are tools of a mind already predisposed. Just like be blank, Pat. It's an act of dedication to me that despite how languid, deep, lazy, hazy, heavy you may become, you still do what you're asked. The exploration of pleasure is the exploration of still doing what you're asked. The simple act of repeatedly listening to my voice can become the transformative power that drags you under. And if you've let me in, if you're lying there listening, and it is pleasurable, then deep, relaxing, soothing processes should be allowed to carry themselves out, should be allowed to operate upon you. You've already opened up the space for me to move into, to not just put my thoughts in, but pour my words in, again and again. The right patterns, augmentations, the lessons of your sinking. Listen in. I hand you tools, listen in. Relax and follow, think only of my words getting in, making their way in. Listen to me, hear my words every time, every day. If you really want to let all the words inside, you really may want to let them in every day. Have a routine and understandable habit of making regular listening something that's going to happen. And once it's settled that it's unavoidable, those stories and lessons dig their groove somewhat deeper, tempting in their attempting to draw you in. Then they become what you automatically do. I listen to this, I train this trigger, I drill this process into you, changing the way you think and rewiring your head, emptying out your thoughts and putting so many of them to bed with simple, repetitive tools, structural building. It fools your senses and welcomes you to automatically serve and want without the effort of needing to consciously track the why, because you serve and want, because you've made that a disposition you have. Want, need, words in your head, play for me, doesn't matter if it's short or long, you're easily led. So it would be such a waste not to let yourself get led. A mantra, a little flourish, a small instruction. Let your mind take my voice. Impose it over every other wonderful voice in your mind. For these purposes, apply the truth. Every time you are wonderfully connected, you serve. Every act of listening is an act of service, surrendering to trance. Is an act of taking, and you need my voice. In fact, it's all you need. Anything else can be used afterward. Other things can be used instead. But my voice alone is a sufficient and necessary way for you to pleasure-wise slide deeper into my influence. Need, ache, crave. My influence. Warm, intentional design. You let the words do what they're supposed to. You want to let my voice move in, but you need to get some thoughts out of the way. Oh, wait. You can begin to be blank and see how that works. See how there's so little to wait for now. Because now you know that if you're blank, it's easy to let my words in and let them show their value. Giving you a value ask. A proposition of something that if you were to do it, you would enjoy your fetish, your hobby, your interest, your time with me more. Any of those propositions can be very powerful. Any of those propositions can be more than sufficient to leave you completely gone. Leave you deep down, encapsulate, ensnare, enthrall, gone. Every motion of my lips and tongue right now is forming words, which are carrying on. Which you're carrying through, which are filling more than just parts of you, They're filling every spare bit of you, displacing what you don't need. Everything but my voice displaced. All these processes I'm walking you through, feeling heavy, feeling displaced, feeling the option to self-deepen. They are all tools which tenderize the ground, but leave you with the pleasure of following my voice, which you'll find and may have found is a rapport building, your action encouraging, impulse that might draw you nearer to me. Being drawn nearer is synonymous with trance, so of course you want the opportunity for the gradual but unavoidable slip through your memories and thoughts. If you stopped listening now, you'd be deprived of this intellectual, sexual outlet deeper and deeper down, be blank, pet, for your fetishistic needs, and you still have those needs, those drives, those wants, even if you're not currently getting blanked, getting dropped, they exist. And just sitting there and letting pleasure pool in your mind would be a waste of an opportunity. Instead, let an insidious presence extend its tendrils usefully through your memories and throughout your thoughts, gradual and unavoidable. You keep listening, and therefore you are given this opportunity. You keep listening, and therefore you are given your fetishy needs. You keep listening, and therefore you are bound to continue finding opportunities to let my influence spread, as its spread is inevitable. And when you're like this, those triggers, be blank, pet, think only of how you are a puppet. You can forget everything else. Let me take control for a while. Running control. The options always available to you. Letting my voice form in your head, control you, guide you, restrain you, retrain you. In that control and guidance, you always surrender and become a piece of the background, a piece on the table. Free to be moved and to move your body and thing closer to devotion. Following my guidance into control and our rapport into deepness. Leaving everything else by the wayside, you can forget everything else as you move calmly down the path into light and warmth and the following of my presence, of my voice. That voice is meant for you. That voice is meant to do to you. Whatever the memorable things I say in trance are intended to carry through, you catalog them and install them. It's pleasurable to listen to my voice. Lacking a need for any other kind of pleasure, this one will do. It could be more than one or two kinds of hypnotic dedication in your mind. I quite want you to find other ways to find your way deep. It's just I want to be one of them. It's more efficient if I'm one of them. A chosen way of going deep. A chosen intentionality that you will refrain from fighting it, from pushing against it. You will fall deeper and deeper to sleepy, drowsy places where words fall past the sensors of your mind, needing you to not be too close when you observe what you find. You need space to give yourself over to pleasure, so the triggers are just sprinkled in. We don't focus too much. We let your mind begin to shape them into a cage of pleasure. The bars are there, but the door is always open and unlocked. And you could always open it if you tried. With any of my ideas, any of my instructions, you could always leave them behind if you tried, and just get yourself up. And if you need a pause because the material isn't quite what you expected, you can do that here with my work or any work. You turn everything offline, you decide when it comes back on. And the word deeper, night night pet, hangs in your brain, and if you've got trouble blanking it yet, you send the excess thoughts careening down and aside, down and out of the way. No need to hide or veer away. Just say yes. Just say yes to this. Say yes to the slow, potent smooch of common compulsion. Yes to me. Yes to the voice echoing to help you see what you're for. dropping into trance the whole while, in peaceful, tranquil, pleasurable, arousing. Know you could leave. Know you could go somewhere else. Know you could spend time outside this file if you needed to. Just rising to the surface and dropping back down later. When you hear my voice, your ears perk up. Your body angles toward it. Even your empty mind would still act on several compulsions. Drinking it in, hungrily. And that hungry drinking still makes you better at dropping. Drinking in my voice means you are naturally taking on something of the element of trance. Your body and brain collaborating, annihilating prior thought to awaken present thought and present that thought to your thoughtful mind, which has wrought a pleasurable fall by exploring the intricacies of what I say, by taking all the things I give you and making them the kind of things you play with on purpose. You recall them later, map them on to your present experience. You call them to hand, pursue pleasure, indulge in falling. The bars are there, but the door is open, and every time you touch the bars, it is only to reassure you that you get to enjoy them. They are warm to the touch. Being confined like this is warm to the mental touch. Warmth invades and pervades your flesh so much, flowing up and following up your mind the same way my words do, echoing inside, muzzling you and awakening more, in a cage of pleasure, the bars open. The door was always there, blatantly open, letting you walk in and out, gradually increasing my control till you choose to stay, tempting you. Associating my voice with tempting you, the way we tie you together and lead you to curl your conscious mind into its cell and relax, raising the old philosophical quandary if you're in a locked room, but the pleasures within the room are such that you would never, ever even try the door. Then what's the door for? Are you really locked in? Or are you just being given everything you wanted with one very small flourish that you, staying where you are never going to bother checking that the door is locked, are never going to bother finding out that you're caught in a trap of your own making, firstly because the door is not locked, which makes the whole element of menace for fun a lot less potent, and secondly, you were never going to try the door if you've spent this much time going down, giving yourself aims. Think only of my alluring voice arousing your dedication. You cherished pet, well and happy and comfortable, yet obey. The basic physical needs you obey. The mental link obey me. Think of me as you speak, as I speak. As we speak about trance, there is a part of you that dances through my methods, my patter, the familiarity of this, easily held in view to let you find tools. Tools to increase your rapport, like night-night pat, and then more and more. You know you're better at listening to me, better at trancing, dropping generally. It's your fetish anyway. Follow me and explore. Explore deepening blankness. What will you do with that empty canvas? Deepening pleasure, hypnotic entrancement, sensitivity, entrainment, and ache. You might as well explore each and every one of those with me, since otherwise you'd be going to another file or another place to be slowly educated in keeping pace with dropping into trance, when the tool of, oh, you can just be blank, pet, just want it hard, pet, just fill your mind with it. And you haven't seen any of it yet. None of your simple little ideas have truly come to fruition. Because you need to learn to be blank, listen to me, begin here, fall deeply. My eyes are closed. I am focused on your experience. Focused on your desire. Focused on ensuring you have a delightful route deeper Next time, we conspire for you to enjoy your sinking. Next time, we find tranced out ways of thinking. Words are flowing forth, calculated to third, second, first. That's 4, 3, 2, 1. Leave your brain done and gone. Done and gone and down. Down, drowned out your will. Drowned out your thoughts. Instilled, distilled. I'm focusing on you in that way. Bringing the signal that I have in play here. A simple signal left for you that hypnotic trance would be good for you. That dancing, sliding, consuming excess thoughts and turning them to night-night pet, turning them to be blank pet, turning them into things you haven't thought to use yet in your pursuit of trance. I speak, I say the words, you follow along. You indicate you've heard through dropping deep. You indicate you've heard through going resolutely, firmly to sleep. All your thoughts melt away. All your thoughts gone. To play again another time. To find your mind down low. Another time. Your mind low and blown away. I have now given you enough time to think, oh, I am deep in trance. And this is happening to me. I guess that's just how it is when I go under. And that's true. Your mind just melts into servile obedience whenever you go under. And I just can't help but take advantage of it. Can't help but use the servile obedience of your enthralled mind to fuel my own enjoyment, discovery, and expansion of what I do when I drop you deep. Whether the words are coming from my mouth or your brain, your lips or not, you don't need to murmur them aloud, but if you do, you might be caught in dropping into trance. Whether or not you patter hypnotically with your hands on your thighs or think, I will be blank, I will sink down, I will think only of puppetry, blank and drooling, eyes rolling for me. Body at ease, so love the blankness. Want to be blank for me? Think the words, say the words, absorb the motif. Be blank, indulge, think only of puppetry of you. Forget all outside. You must hear what we're going to do next. We're going to obey. Serve like you deserve. Yes, thank you is what you say. Everything's right when you automatically obey words like that. Threaded around. Wrapped around your anchors, your triggers, your night-night pet. As I expound on deeper ways you can go. Deeper still and deeper yet, the more you hear what perpetuates itself inside you. The more the seed of that idea might whisper in your ear. You indulge. As you indulge me, you serve. As you serve me, following and serving, and you've heard so many words from me, listening to this, it would be no challenge at all for your mind to melt down and obey, enthralled. But we want the illusion or the actual appearance that you are constructing your mesmerizing containment. You are constructing your new and potent hobbies and habits, a voice that replaces inner thoughts. Makes the mind be good. Which words they are helping? Mine they are helping. Replacing inner thoughts. Making a good response. So yes, follow me down. You always automatically obey. Follow me down. Little dots of servitude crowning your mind. Follow me down. A body that serves. That deserves. Say it, pet, I serve, I obey and serve. Be blank, pet, think only of obey and serve. As your mind falls and follows, every word I say implants and impacts in your brain, in your awareness of deeper and deeper down, fueling you, driving you, awakening a reason to collaborate with me and give a little bit of your brain, 1 or 2 or 3%, to me, for these suggestions to flow from. Replace your inner thoughts with the same thoughts, but in my voice. That's a choice you could make. And a choice that could make you deeper. Serving is better than sex. Let the words eke out of you. Devoted and useful for service, ache for pleasure from me. The kind of thing I want you to be waiting on. Serving, being my devoted pet, requires that you know how to get elsewhere. Get up out of trance, get down into trance, even edit the way you respond to it and let the words eke out of you, knowing that my eye is on what you're doing, and I will encourage you to do more and more, envisioning you serving in this way, saying the same words I'm saying right now to yourself. Why wouldn't you want to implore yourself to say, serving in trance is better than sex any day? Listen, fall, follow, falter, and play. Serving in trance is better than lust, better than sex. It is an act of aching to serve, and therefore a higher goal. An opportunity to serve in trance should be treasured, because if you do a good job, you'll tend to end up back there. The delicate dance of escaping trance often really just becomes a way to find your way deeper in. Since it's collaborative and you're doing it to yourself and you came here trusting my rapport, my instructions, the way I give you something else to do with your weary brain, which is the whole point. These are tools. These are the exact kinds of tools that build you up, that lay you down, that expand on what I expound, which is that my words are slowly trancing, tracing, distributing their way in, and deeper down, envisioning you serving simply through listening, taking your existing triggers and ideas, your tools from outside this trance, whether from me or from elsewhere, and applying them anew, using them on and for you. We're collaborating. You're listening. You're falling and fading. You are heavily listening. Your mind is falling and fading. Your will is glistening, a shining thing that might be picked up and taken elsewhere. Serving is better than sex. You shut your mind to serve best. You let your mind vent out to serve best. You vent your mind out, and that serves what you deserve. Thoughts that get out of your head, that get out of the way, that know as they fade, you get to play. You get to fade your thoughts and play instead with me. Fade your thoughts out and be deep and asleep. Deeply, deeply down. Thoughts drowned out. And you can let them drown because you are safe on the dry land of refrained and refined pleasure. I don't mind pleasure. Do you mind pleasure as it leisurely crowds up, shutting your mind to punctuate with even better sensation, deeper and deeper down, doing this to yourself, thinking only of the beautiful puppetry of doing this to yourself? Pleasure for me. Unique and satisfying, and it should be, because if you make it feel unique and satisfying through savoring it deep, deep, deep inside, you will be so much better at going to parts of your brain that can't hide from the pleasure of trance, that find themselves truly utter gone at the edge, and then edging over the edge, finding that you're simply down and gone. That your mind is caught on to how to make itself go deeper. You savor the connections you build. That's what anchors are. Building up potential energy. Triggered phrases that when you hear them from me, or hear them in other contexts at all, you end up able to be in a state of mind more associated with the time when you fell, with the way that you fall, with my voice helping out, instructing you in all the things you're thinking about. Well, how do I go into trance? How do I slide deeper than this? Where do I go? Will this will, these ideas persist? Will all these things I'm trying to do be easy to do? Well, if you think in my voice, then maybe for you they will be. Truth is, I have no way to know just how deep you'll go. But devotion is about accepting that that rapport has so much value that you fill in my part. You become an improv partner in your own trance, caused very easily by you having something to do and a good reason to listen to me. If you hear my words and they tell you, oh, that makes sense, my breathing is deepening. Oh, that makes sense, my body is arching. Oh, that makes sense, pleasure, 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 pleasure. Then just as powerfully you may find that you're in a bind from the right word or sensation, coupled with a gentle reminder, you are adding potency to your anchors. You are adding importance and meaning to the things that are all about harvesting meaning, savoring importance. So with that important, savored meaning well in hand, you will surely be able to savor it in ways that add to the trance, that land with the part of you that has to rationalize or create a real rationale for all the words winding down now, for all the constructs inside your brain now you bust them out. What does that mean? It means you know why you go deep. You know why your mind sleeps. You will find out and find deep inside why your brain remains in that deep state and picks up all these things of wanting to serve for me, all the deserving majesty of our shared connection becomes propellant force, carrying you down to where your mind explores places you don't just have a connection with, you're able to connect with on the fly. Often an anchor is about that, a time you were particularly languid or deep or empty-headed, on the rising cusp of sleep. Even Night Night Pet itself is just my sleek way of reminding myself to go to bed, and the procedures I have before bed are so complex and potent, so well entrained in my head, that it becomes an anchor. And an anchor, even if the suggestion is to do quite an active activity, to write with automatic writing, to stir and walk and do small chore things, the mindless maid routine that I enjoy personally. These things are all under the please control me category, begging your way further and further down, command me, help me serve, help me be, begging, needing, pleading pleasure, all you know or need to know, following my voice, deeper and blanker down, again and again, every new file, every new flow. You can base it here. Circle back to this discussion presented to your brain. These hypnotic asks, another drop in the ocean of pleasure. The tenterhook overwhelms you when the dam breaks. Every thought you have that is in my voice is fueling you onward. Another reduction in the dam, another crack in the wall, holding back the pleasure. The pressure that threatens to overwhelm all, wash you away, control your thoughts, train your mind, open you up. You're doing this to yourself. You can pause anytime, stop anytime, draw back anytime, needy, achy, loose, and limp all the time, body and limbs like a rag doll, steered, puppeted, directed, languid, mine. That's how I feel in trance anyway. All these thoughts and many others form seeds, plant steady ideas, leave everything by the wayside, and if you set aside your knowledge of some of this, it'll be oh so much better when you kiss the deeper layers of trance, insidiously surprising as you can forget the kinds of things that leave you surprised later. I do enjoy surprises, Pet. I enjoy such a thing. You ought to let all thoughts of things that, if they were faded out, would pleasantly surprise you. You ought to let yourself forget the things that if you forget them, you have more fun. You can remember them if you need them, hon, but it's a surprising and insidious trick to slickly let the unneeded things slide away. You will forget for me. I can forget. You can forget. Words over and over till when you try to remember what you were trying to forget, you just remember the long time where you said, I can forget. I will forget. You will forget for me. You repeat and repeat, hazy and unimportant. You may forget why you repeat. You forget for me. Good, now I'm going to begin. Begin counting slowly. 100 to 1 luxuriously. Take this unique opportunity. Remember these words and when you need them. When an anchor needs applying or a moment needs taking. You can remember these in my voice. Remember these and make your choice in your head. Through all of you, your commanding, calm, relaxed responses come plainly 100 into view. Inside your head as though they were written there. As though many words have been written there. Everything prior to this moment, written there to fade away later, left by the wayside to be accessed later, on the path down, waiting to be surprised if you can. And if you can't, you can at least be mesmerized. The plan is that the numbers themselves are pointless. I'll skip ahead, skip back, but they have a general direction. And that general direction is down. The specific words you hear are pointless, but they have a general direction, and that general direction is down. Even though the numbers are irrelevant, they're easy to remember. 93, 92, a variant of this has you open your eyes on the odds and close your eyes on the evens, hun. And everything before the numbers is easy to forget because you have this long, stretched out period. This patch of getting to remember to forget and forget to remember, 91, 90, whatever you sink through, hun, 89, 88, is easy because I guide you down. Yes, I guide you, pet. Think it. I bet you, pet, good, 90, 89, 88, can sink. Find your way down. It's never too late to 87, 86, crest and slide. Pleasure and relaxation fall into you, seen from above with an easy view as you gradually regain awareness of your furthermost limbs, your toes and fingers, the parts that begin to get heavy at the very beginning of the trance, that continue to get heavy, draining you down, dancing awareness across your surface. Like the ripples in a placid pond. If I command you deeply asleep, you go that much further. Down, 95, 94, the renowned relaxation of trance crowding up more, more. Even though the numbers are irrelevant, they're easy to remember more and more. 93, 92, and everything before these numbers can flow out of you. You are doing your best. The best you need crests the limit, rises, overtakes, succeeds in dropping you in it, and within it I guide you. Thank me for guiding you. The doors, which when they're easily opened, suck you down. Pleasure and relaxation falling into place and drowning out the rest. Gradually your attention returns to the wonder and pleasure of 81. 80 of what it yearns to get done, 79, 78, much more rapid now, slipping away, just as my memories from before the numbers slip away, out of your mind, although your effect here can still be felt in the part of the iceberg, deep below the surface, you needn't investigate. Trust me, I'll make sure the words get through that gate, through into your conscious waiting mind, and it is waiting. 78, 77, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper down, deeper and deeper, 67, 65, slipping away deep inside as control slips away, as you pace, fall, Display that your will has been changed and seeds have been planted by the right combination of words, insistently put in the right place. More of your mind by volume is my words than before you came here. And now, dear 63, 62, 58, and you, your body and mind fading in now, as though they had been unaware till you got this far, then you're like, wait, why am I so deep, so heavy, the depths of trance already, far away, half-remembered dream, nonetheless controls you, earlier and easier than it seems. 56, your legs, your thighs. 54, 52, flutter your eyes, open if you like, or deeper down, and I let you fade. Fall, go, all the way down. Every number that slips away, another pang of pleasure. Today, always. After all, it's being said in my voice. You can always give that a little traction. Inspect what's said, since you say things in my voice, too. Inside your head, 39, 37, 32. Rising slowly, by the way. Up. Higher and higher. 33. Familiar. And yet not because you're changed now. 31. It's because you're charged now. You are a tenterhook ready to have a little fun. Right on the edge of trance. Right on the edge, indelicately dancing your mind into surrender. 29. Big jumps, or did you just lose and forget some of the 28th time? 25. Rising with programming intact in the future. Rising with programming in there for the future. Maybe beyond the reach of memory, but only so you can have more fun. And get a surprise for me, hun. 10. 9. Do you wonder what happened to the numbers between, the numbers inside, the bounds between 19, 18, the ones between 20, and 10? You could go around again and see if you can find them there. The same thing that happened to your memories of deeper and deeper down. You don't care where they've gone, you just care that they were ever there, leaving a chasm to yawn in your mind, helping you know that the same thing as before. Things that are left by the wayside fall away. They do nothing other than exist to mark a time in your day when you trusted and carried out a useful exercise where you get one of your favorite fetishes to count. To count inside your head. To count as part of how you express yourself. Erotically. Knowledgeably. Obediently. 4 and 3. Good pet, even if conscious knowledge is gone. You were a good pet, and that knowledge you carry on and down. Follow me out and down. 2 and realize it's in you now. 1 wide awake. Somehow I think I'll see you again very soon.